Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, Nick Assenfeld. Nick, how are you today?
I'm really good, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you on. I know but you guys play an important role in what happens throughout the course of the year, but today we're going to talk about this week leading up to Sunday is Great Lakes and Fresh Water Week. Now, is this something new, Nick, or have we been celebrating this for a while?
You know, Michigan has been celebrating Great Lakes and Freshwater Week for more than 15 years.
Okay.
But, you know, it's a great event that people should be aware of, and it happens every year. It's a little bit later this year because of the interesting circumstances everybody
sure.
is living under with coronavirus. But, you know, it really celebrates and raises awareness for something that people should be aware of all year long.
I was just going to say that, living in Michigan, we're all aware of, the role water plays here. And I think when we were talking off the air, you said we should all be stewards of that. And that's what this week really focuses on.
Absolutely. You know, we really want to celebrate our water resources and encourage residents to experience the water wonderland that we live in. You know, promote education about water resources and make sure that people can take action to become better water stewards.
Exactly. Now, Nick, how do they go about doing that this week and throughout the course of the year? Are there, you know, some places they can go in order to learn more about being better stewards of the water?
Well, you know, there are a number of things people can do. I mean, you know, small things in your everyday life. If you're going out on a walk, make sure that, maybe there's some trash or something that that you can pick up, or make sure catch basins are clean so that, litter isn't going down into the wastewater system or storm systems. When you're out on the water, just, enjoy it, have a good time. There's a lot of places that you can go for educational materials. Eagle does have some resources on our website, michigan.gov/eagle. On our YouTube channel, we've got some YouTube videos that people can watch and learn more about watersheds and how they can participate in local watershed councils. And, you know, there's a lot of other stakeholder groups out there that are really interested in making sure that that people are good stewards of the water system. So find something in your community. Find a group in your community that has that as a priority. Volunteer, join, and see how you can help.
Exactly. I know it goes on through the course of the week, but again, throughout the course of the year, we should always be good stewards, especially I know the governor made the proclamation earlier this week, and I don't think people think about it. The largest freshwater system in the world is right in our backyard.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, most people think about the Great Lakes, which obviously is the crown jewel of Michigan.
Yeah.
But, you know, gosh, inland lakes, rivers, streams,
right.
You know, people recreate on those. Economies are tied to those. Leisure activities, economic activities, tourism tied to, you know, every aspect of water throughout Michigan.
Boy, no doubt plays an important part of our lives every day. Now, again, Nick, your guys' website it would have all the information we need if they wanted to go to the Eagle website?
Sure, we have an Eagle website. We also have a website for the Office of the Great Lakes, so you can go there and find information about fresh water in the Great Lakes. And you know, we really are kind of pushing a campaign this year about asking people to make pledges. So you know, if you want to make a pledge, you know, there are some beautiful vistas, obviously, on Lake Huron and the
sure.
lakes in the area there. So you know, make a pledge, post it up on Twitter. You know, tag us at Michigan Eagle is our Twitter handle. So tag us in there. And we've been doing a lot of, retweeting on those. And we also really want to see some of your great photos. You know, we've been asking people to take pictures and post those as well and use the hashtag My Great Lakes Week. Some beautiful pictures of people just around the state enjoying water resources.
Very good. Yes, do that throughout the course of the year. But this week, Great Lakes and Freshwater Week through this Sunday, August 16th. And from the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, Nick Assenfeld. Nick, it's been a pleasure, my friend, and hopefully we get to catch up with you again in the near future when we got some more big events to talk about.
Absolutely. This has been a great opportunity, and I really enjoyed talking about Michigan's wonderful resources.